Hi, this is Neil Kelly, Orange County's Registrar of Voters, and today is Wednesday, October the 6th, 27 days away from the November 2nd general election, just less than a month away. And today we're going to talk about poll worker training, and in particular, our online training program. We've changed it up for this election, and we now offer something new for clerks that are returning, our poll workers. If they are a returning clerk, they, of course, can choose between online training or going to in-class training. If they're a brand new clerk, they also have that option of choosing between going to class, or they now can go also to online training. That's something new for us if they're a brand new clerk. You can check out all of our training materials at ocvote.com/training if you're interested. Of course, we'd like you to volunteer if you haven't done so already, but you can look at our training materials there. And with me right now is Brett Rowley. Brett is the manager in charge of our training program. Brett, we want to talk a little bit about our online training numbers at the moment. And in particular, as of right now, where are we at with the number of people that have gone in and signed up?
Right now, we've got about 700-800 that have actually signed on to do online training. Over 300 of them have already clicked in onto the online site to the tutorial.
Right.
And 186 have already passed, so we're not even a week in, and 186 have already passed. So
yeah, we started this on Friday, really with a soft launch, and then kind of went full steam ahead on Monday with a full launch. And you know, people are jumping right in. I mean, they're not wasting any time, which is great. We want them to do that. We want them to get started right away.
Yeah, it seems to be a little bit faster than what we've experienced with the prior online training.
Yep, exactly. And so also we want to talk to Kelly Race. Kelly's here. Kelly is our lead in charge of our training program, and in fact, Kelly is a former trainer herself. Kelly, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. So, well, first let me ask you, what's it like coming from the training side into the operations side?
It's a lot new experiences. It's
right?
Very interesting. I love it.
Yeah, logistics and operations. And
things the trainers don't ever think about.
Exactly. Hey, you know, we should use you. You can go back out and talk to the trainers and say, hey, here's what's going on in here. So let's talk about the online training itself. You know, what are poll workers going to see when they go into this? We've all been through this and we've looked at it, but describe it for our poll workers.
Well, the online training is broken up into, we have videos, we have video clips, mm-hmm. we've got the quizzes. It's broken up into six. Right, the PowerPoint presentation, the quizzes, the online videos, and basically it's divided into six sections.
Yep.
They go through each section, they watch the videos, they watch the PowerPoint. It's more interactive. Then there's a quiz at the end testing on just that part mm-hmm. of the training.
And here's the beauty of this. They can go in and out at their leisure. If they go, let's say, tonight at midnight and they want to take a few chapters, they can do that. Log back out. They go in 2 days later. It picks up right where they left off.
Exactly. So they don't have to worry about restarting the whole program.
Yep.
And it'll keep track of their score, so they'll know how they're doing.
And even better, and a plus on this, is through their Poll Worker Pass account, they can go right into their online training program, and it keeps track of who's taken the test, when they passed, and when they went to poll worker practice. And let's talk about poll worker practice and the requirement there, too.
Poll worker practice, if you are a new clerk for this election and you choose to do the online training, mm-hmm. you are required to attend a poll worker practice session. And what we're going to do is be scheduling not the online class, but the poll worker practice. And we're going to schedule them into a day to attend. And they can come anytime that day is open. We have 14 poll worker practices across the county.
Mm-hmm.
And when they attend that, they're going to be required to visit three of our stations. They're going to be scanned. Their poll worker pass will be scanned at each station.
Mm-hmm.
And once they have completed that poll worker pass training, then their poll worker pass will show that they've attended that and get complete credit for their training.
And the good thing about poll worker practice is it's all hands-on. I mean, the idea behind this is that they get in there and they're hands-on with the equipment, practicing, setting it up, taking it down, you know, everything in between.
The poll workers love it.
Right.
Because they get to touch everything and they can stay as long as they want and until they completely understand it and are 100% comfortable with it.
Exactly. So that gives you a little bit of a sneak peek at our online training and a little background on that. Stay tuned, as always, to these podcasts as we get closer to the election. We're going to be having these daily, so stay tuned. Thanks again.